The GI Journal goes to press. It's the G.I. Journal again, the special service radio newspaper of the AEF.
Hi, this is the G.I. Journal here.
Fellas, for the past few weeks, we've had Bing Crosby and Bob Hope to fill for you as editors of your G.I. Journal. And now we're happy to welcome back a man who can really fill you full. Your original editor-in-chief, Kay Kaiser.
Hiya, man.
Hiya,
Kay. Well, as sure as a man's size helping a pleasure for the old fester to be back again on the job. Editing your G.I. Journal, you know this is the camp newspaper of the whole United Nations. Yes, this is your five-star final men, and standing by are your five-star reporters. There's lovely Linda Darnell, in charge of all the letters from overseas. And there's not so lovely Ishka Bibble, editing the poems sent in for our poetry page. There's Mel Blanc and Harry Mitchell to set the type up, and our roving reporter, Professor Colonna, who's overdue with a hot news story right now. Hello?
Hello, Chief. This is Colonna, your star reporter. I'm idling along at a P-38 at 950 miles an hour.
950 miles an hour?
Of course, I'll pick up speed when I turn on the other motor. Boy, what a plane. There's a big forest down below, and I'll just fly right through it.
Colonna, those trees will cut your plane in half.
Oh, don't be silly. Here I go right through them.
Don't do it. Your P-38 will be soup.
What do you know? Spit P-38.
Now, while we leave the professor slurping up the rest of his soup, we'd better get on with the headlines of our GI paper. The copy for this heading reads, Moon of Manicura.
Column.
Well, set them up in the other rack, Ishka Bibble.
First one is from Private Harry Cowan up in Iceland. Title, The Flea. Poem. Here's to the happy, bounding flea. You cannot tell a he from a she, but he can tell, and so can she.
Oh, that's good. A little spicy, but good.
Now, here's another contribution from Seaman Dick Dutton in the Pacific. Title, The Sneeze. Poem. I sneezed the sneeze into the air. It fell to earth, I know not where. but you should have seen the looks on those in whose vicinity I stole.
Well, get out of here, East, before I braid your nose. Isn't that silly? Remember, men, don't let East discourage you. If you've got any kind of portrait you think we'd enjoy here, just email your old editor here at the G.I. Journal, and we'll be glad to set it up on our poetry page. Just address us at G.I. Journal, Special Service, Los Angeles, USA.
Hello, Chief.
Kelowna, you're supposed to be overseas with the CBs getting a story about their construction battalion.
That's just what I'm doing, Chief. I'm over here right now with the CBs.
Professor, oh, kiss me again.
Of course, there are some she-bees around here, too.
Yeah, but don't get stung, pal. What are all the CBs doing now, Kelowna?
Well, right now, all the men are lined up.
We want Parker House Fund!
We want Parker House Fund!
We want Parker House Fund!
What was that?
Roll call.
Ooh. Say, doing that hard construction work is really tough. How are the weather conditions?
Well, Chief, we're up to our knees in mud. Yes, indeed, we're up to our knees in mud.
Why? Big rain?
No, big crap game.
Say, Kelowna, where were you when brains were being given out?
Yes, I thought they were lining up for chow.
Well, Kelowna, what are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm very busy leveling out this hill with a steam shovel.
You're leveling out that hill?
Why?
Has our intelligence discovered a possibility of attack in that sector?
No.
Are you trying to improve visibility for reconnaissance?
No.
Then why are you leveling out that hill?
Tilts the pinball machine in the PX.
That really made it light up, Daddy. Kelowna, you're thick. Do you hear me? You're thick.
Yeah, maybe I ought to go on thick call.
Chief,
what I called to tell you was that I just finished building a bridge across this river, and here comes the first one of our troops across it now.
The first one of our troops is crossing the bridge you just built?
That's right. Hey, just a minute, Bud. Don't you see that sign? Refuse to pay the toll charge.
And now here's Sully and the gang cutting up the journal for a little paper doll. Let's go.
Gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my very own. A doll that other fellas cannot steal. And then those flirty, flirty guys with those flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollars that are real. Oh, but night, come on at night, she'll be there waiting.
Waiting at the door, she'll be the finest doll in all this world.
I'd rather have a baby doll that I can call my very own than to have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
About time now for printing up some letters to the editor. And here's Linda Darnell with the mailbag. Hiya, sugar.
Hiya, sugar.
Oh, sugar is sweet.
It's also lumpy.
Please. That's no way to talk to me, Linda. After all, is there anything wrong with my face? Is there anything wrong with my figure? Is there anything wrong with my personality?
Okay, stop a minute.
And give you a chance to answer, nothing doing.
Anyway, I'm awful glad to see you back, Kay. You know, Bing Crosby and Bob Hope have been editing G.I. Journal while you've been gone.
Tell me, how do they act with you, those Dorothy L'Amour bodyguards?
Well, to tell you the truth, Kay, Hope acted like a wolf. Then along came Crosby, and he acted like a wolf, too. Now, look, how are you going to act?
Well, I ain't saying, but we're running packs, you know.
But getting back to business, Kate, when do I get to read our letters to the editor?
Well, right now, sugar. Who's the first one from?
Colin Guptill at APO 980 is still on the warpath with more mosquito stories. Now, Colin says that a farmer nearby was attracted by the sound of his milk cow's bell, and upon close investigation, he found that two mosquitoes had eaten the cow and were ringing the bell for the calf.
Well, that doesn't ring true to me. You know, if those mosquitoes were as smart as Colin claims, why didn't they wait for the calf to grow up?
That's enough. Look, Kay, you read this next one. It's from APO 980.
And it's signed by Sunshine Mattingly, Blockhead Bowles, Let's Go Losco, Chief Supidi, and Bunghead Auburn. Quote, just a request from five lonely technician seventh graders asking for a... that must be a G.I. joke. I don't get it, fellas. See, I'm just civilian third class. I don't understand. Well, anyway, let's see. It's a request from five lonely technician seventh graders asking for a song from the most lovely and gorgeous Georgia Carol. She has the same effect on us lonesome snafus and sad sacks as Frank Sinatra has on those gals at home.
Look, fellas, don't forget our address if you other men have any requests. Just address us a card to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now, Kate, don't you think it'd be kind of nice for Georgia to answer that request with a song?
Sure would. You just heard from our brunette. Now you're going to hear from our blonde, gorgeous Georgia Carol, honey.
How sweet you are. How sweet you are. How dear your tenderly smiling face. Through days so bitter and gray and grim. Through nights when even the stars are dim.
Overseas like our takeoffs on radio programs, and Private Jack S. Thomas up in the Aleutians would like to hear a Western melodrama of the old days when men were men, women were women, and horses was horses.
Well, Linda Chow, we can easily fix that. A little Western music, please.
E.I. Journal presents Carefree Kaiser Rides Again, or Empty Saddles. As the scene opens, Carefree Kaiser and his henchman, Meatball Colonna, are riding across the hot desert.
Whoa! Wow! Thank you. Meatball, we've been pals through thick and thin. Tell me the truth. Did you really kill Banjo Wise last night?
Yes. But I gave him an even break, though.
You did?
I counted to three. And I didn't shoot till I got to one. Hey, I got something stuck in my tooth. Have you got a toothpick?
No, no toothpick.
Got a piece of string?
Nope, string.
Well, only one thing left to do, then. Got any spare teeth?
Listen, I hear horses' hoofs coming this way. Why,
it's Mortimouth Maggie herself.
Hiya, Stinky. You real cowboy?
I sure am, miss.
Well, which part's the cow?
Guess who?
Well, I know you. You're Meatball Colonna. Hey, you didn't take your little toe out of your mouth till you were 22 years old.
Now, that's a lie, an infamous lie. It's my big toe.
Yes, and it wasn't his mouth. It was his ear.
Hey, you fellas hear the news? Last night, a big gorilla escaped from the zoo and kissed all the women in town.
Oh, shucks, gal, that was no gorilla. That was me.
Why, how could it be you? Well, the report said he had hairy skin.
I got hairy skin.
And great big bulging muscles.
I got great big bulging muscles, it says here.
Yeah, but the report also said he had a long, curly tail.
Well, that must have been my old man.
Hey, fellas, tell you what, let's go to the saloon and have a drink.
Good idea.
Good idea. Yes? I'll have my favorite drink. Rabbit punch.
Rabbit punch? Why don't you have a good drink? Panther fuzz.
Oh, listen, I don't want to bite anybody. I just want to hop around a bit.
Say, why don't you run along, Meatball? I'll take care of Maggie here.
Oh, no, you don't. Maggie goes with me.
Oh, no, she don't. She goes with me. Reach for your shooting arms, fella. We'll shoot this out like men.
All right. You know the law of the West. You wouldn't shoot me while I'm with a lady, would you?
No.
That's what I thought. Get in front of me, babe.
Hey, let's go outside where there's more room. Oh, look out! The horses are stampeding!
Hey, Meatball! Look out! You're right in the way! You'll get trampled by those horses! Why, they'll flatten you flatter than a pancake!
Just pour some syrup over me and we'll have breakfast.
And now here's our way of saying hello musically to all the branches of the service. Let's listen to a medley of some of the service songs.
Thank you. Pardon me, Mr. Kaiser. I'm a captain. I'm a lieutenant. I'm Private Blank. I want to put an ad in the newspaper.
Say, now just a moment, Private Blank. Just look at you. Brother, you're a mess. Why isn't your coat buttoned?
Well, I sent it to the laundry. They lost the button. I guess I'm just careless.
Well, Private, look at your shoes. Why aren't they shined?
Well, I ran out of shoe polish. I didn't have a clean I stepped in a mud hole.
See, and why didn't you get your hair cut?
Well, I went to the tonsorial. They were crowded, a bit. Well, it's been chilly lately.
Say, what kind of business were you in before you joined the army?
Did he join? I used to be a mechanic. I was a bookkeeper. I was a stenographer. I got fired.
His tonsils out of joint every time. Well, what was the ad you wanted to put in the GI Journal?
Just a moment. What time do you start printing this paper?
Oh, in about 3 hours.
Well, never mind then. I couldn't tell it to you in that time.
Oh, hello?
Hello, this is J.C. Who are you?
J.C., I'm K.K. How are things?
Cool. Chief, I'm over here with a signal corps stringing up telephone wire for communication. I'm up in the air 200 feet and I'm getting nervous.
You're getting nervous because you're up in the air 200 feet? How come?
No pole.
Kelowna, that's impossible. How could you be 200 feet in the air with no support?
Got my foot caught in one end of a rope.
Well, what's on the other end?
B-19.
Kelowna, I thought you were supposed to cut the enemy's telegraph wires on this maneuver.
That's right, Chief. I'll sneak through the enemy lines and cut the wires with my trusty wire cutter. There's a sentry on duty. I'll sneak up behind him.
That's right. Sneak up behind
him. I guess I'm not the sneaky type.
Kelowna, stop fooling around and do your job.
Okay, I'll reach out into the dock with my trusty wire cutters and cut.
Kelowna, what happened?
My pants fell down.
Kelowna, without doubt, you're an idiot.
Without doubt, I'm an idiot?
Yes.
Well, if even doubt was here, I'd still be a moron.
And putting more on the music side, it's Sully, Harry, Julie, Diane, East, Jack and Max, and one of the Navy's favorites, Luger, Lug and Lassie, Springfield, Fetch and Flugie, or Pistol Pack and Mama.
Drinking that beer in the cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. I want you to lay that pistol down, baby, you better lay the pistol down. The old pistol packing mama, I want you to lay that pistol down. Now she kicked out my windshield, and she hit me right over the head. Why, she cussed and cried and said I lied, wished that I was dead.
Oh, lay that pistol down. Boy, lay that pistol down.
You better lay it down, pistol packing mama.
Boy, lay that pistol down. Lay it down. Lay it down. Oh, pistol packing mama, lay it down.
Drinking beer in a cabaret and dancing with the blonde. Until one night she shut out the light, bang, and the bomb was gone. Oh, lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that ever night, babe, I'll woo you ever day. I'll be your regular daddy. If you put that gun away, oh, lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back in, mama. Lay that pistol down.
About closing our edition for today, fellas. It's time now to clean the galleys and draw the shades. Now, don't forget...
Undraw them shades, unclean them galleys. A riddle just got here from Private Steve Verush.
Well, shoot the riddle, Cadiddle.
Riddle. Who was the first person ever to be AWOL?
I give up.
Eve.
Eve?
Yeah, she was invited to a party, but she didn't have a leave to wear, so she was absent without leaves.
To use a leave on you. Yeah, an oak leaf in the middle of a table. We'll be back with you for another issue soon. This is Kay Kaiser saying so long, everybody.
The GI Journal has been a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.